Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Dr. Terry Wardle.
There's something I'm going to ask you to do today, something that I commit that I'll do also, and that is, before the day ends, make a plan to encourage someone. Breathe some life into them in order that they can find hope in the midst of the difficulties that they're facing in life. You know, it's just a fact, no matter how we look at it, that as wonderful it is to know the Lord and the experience of His grace and mercy, that there are trials and there are challenges and there will be opposition from the enemy. It's the reality of the Christian life. It was true of our Lord, and He certainly made it clear that it would be true of us. I want to share that the last 7 or 8 months have been a time of difficulty in my life and as a result, in the life of my wife. We've been facing some opposition to our ministry of positioning people for emotional healing. And it's taken a form that I never expected. And there has been criticism. There has been actually some deception and false report. And it hasn't been easy at all. And it hasn't been one of those situations where it happened and now it's over. But it's something that's taken form that is repeated and ongoing and hard to address. Thank the Lord that He keeps sustaining me in Scripture and teaching me what it is to lean into the cross. That's been powerful because my flesh would certainly like to rise up and go a different direction. But it hasn't been easily navigated at all. I've spent a lot of time in prayer, quite a bit of time of conversation with my wife and my children. And as I said, Scripture's been real, and I've engaged spiritual warfare, the idea of pushing back darkness by engaging in activities that counter the darkness that the evil one brings us our way. But there's been one thing that's happened quite a bit that has been especially real and deep and meaningful to me, and that is the amount of encouragement that has come my way through friends and family and co-workers and individuals that have been served by this ministry that are aware of what's going on. Some of it has been small things, a card, a note, an email, a text message, a telephone call. But many of these words, written and spoken, have actually breathed a lot of life into me and sustained me during this difficult time. And as a result, it's made me think a lot of how important it is to be a source of encouragement to people. Life is tough. Trials come. Opposition is real. Challenges come to us day by day. And it's amazing how sometimes the simplest word from a person that another individual esteems or values can lift them up, remind them of Christ, and put some wind under their wings for a particular time or a day. Recently, at the end of a seminar that I did recently, 75 people gathered together at First Presbyterian Church in Ashland to surprise my wife, Cheryl, and I with a reception. It was simply a reception to tell Cheryl and I that they're with us and for us, and that despite the trials we're facing, God is using what's occurring in our lives and this ministry to help other people. Wow, were we surprised. We were sitting there anticipating a little gathering of some caregivers that were serving with me in this particular event. And all of a sudden, some members of our church family came. There were friends that we hadn't talked to in quite a way that showed up. People that had been touched by the ministry were there, and certainly the individuals that were there to serve with us. And all of a sudden, as they came in, I could feel my heart just breaking with a sense of gratitude and joy. At first, I didn't know what was taking place, but it didn't take long to realize they came to offer support. One individual drove all the way from Arkansas. Another came from Western Pennsylvania. People came down from Michigan. It was deeply touching. And it did, in fact, breathe life into us in the midst of a rather challenging, difficult time. Now, at one point, they asked Cheryl and I to come up front, and we stood there. This was all hosted by Jeff Franks, who is the Chief Executive Officer, President, Director of Healing Care Ministries International. And Cheryl and I stood there as people came one by one, and they began to say a word or a prayer of encouragement as Sherry and I stood there and held hands. And each one of them brought a key with them, and they gave us the key. And the key was to be a symbol of what God had been unlocking in their lives as a result of being positioned for deep emotional healing. And every one of them brought a note, and they put it in the box. So as you can tell, that's, 75 keys and 75 notes that took place over a couple hours of being together, and it was absolutely amazing in terms of the way it gave us hope and gave us encouragement. Now, my wife is very sensitive about these kinds of things and knows that I respond to encouragement, and so she decided that she was going to take one of the notes that had been placed in an envelope and give it to me every day, one note a day. And so today, she gave me a note, and it came from a friend of mine, a person that's very important in our lives. Her name is Liz. And the note talked about the key that she presented, and it was a key that winds up a music box. And she talked about how often in trials, God is winding up a new song within our hearts, that there's a new music that will begin to be unleashed. And it doesn't mean that things are going to be easy or that we will not face trial or there won't be difficulty and challenge. But somehow in the midst of that, we begin to hear from God a new song. I can't tell you the degree to which that breathed new life into me. It was a reminder of many places in Scripture where God talks about putting a new song in our heart. And how that new song is something he places there often when we're going through a rather difficult time. I can't thank Liz enough. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to stop today and send her a note of encouragement about how valuable the note she sent us was. But this is what God wants us to understand. And it was so neat to have a friend go out of their way to encourage us with that word. You know, Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Liz's care in finding that key that was part of a music box and sending a note that talked about a new song that rises up, wow, that reminded me of this particular scripture. And it gave me a promise on a very difficult day that God's in this. He's not going to abandon me. He's not going to abandon us. And he's going to advance his cause and his kingdom even in the midst of difficulty and opposition. That was a good word of encouragement for me. And to be honest, I've started to look forward every day to what will be the card and the word of encouragement that God so perfectly times that he's going to give to me through Cheryl as she pulls another card out of the box. There's a scripture that I want to share with you for a moment. It comes out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. I'm going to begin with verse 22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Then it says this, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Now listen to this part, verse 24 and 25. And let us consider how we might spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Then it says, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. And then hear this, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. That's an important admonition of the Lord. Let all of us look for opportunities as to how we can spur one another on. At one time, I was doing some study of this text, and that spur one another on has the notion almost of an agitation. How do we positively agitate others to move toward one another in love, engage in good deeds, be an encouragement all the more when that day is coming? And in this case, it might be easy to say when that difficult day is coming. Never underestimate the power of a carefully worded text, note, email, telephone call, because a word of encouragement can go deep into the hearts of people. Now, when I say a word of encouragement, I want to warn, let's not discount what's going on with words like, oh, it's no big deal, or the famous, all things come to pass, or then do something that says, you know, what you're going through is nothing compared to what I went through, and God saw me through that. Those kinds of things aren't really encouraging. They can cause people to build up walls. But a true word of encouragement that speaks value, that shares a principle of the kingdom, that lifts up love and care and compassion, those words go a long way when it comes to helping someone who's been going through a difficult time. It can also be a word that causes someone to believe in themselves and to hold on as they seek to do something they may never have done before, accept a challenge, move past opposition, climb a great hill. I do a bit of writing, and because of that, I spend some time reading what writers say about writing. Now, I must confess that I've never read a Stephen King novel. The notion of his topics has never really attracted me, but a new friend of mine, recommended that I read a book by Stephen King on writing. As a matter of fact, it's called On Writing. And so I've read it. Very interesting book. And he tells a story that when he was a very small boy, he got interested in writing. And he had put together a couple very small short stories. And this might have happened when he was 6 or 7 years old. And after writing them, he asked his mother to read them. And he tells in the book that his mother read them and smiled at him and said, "These are really good." Stephen King went on to say that it is the most important review that he's ever had and the one that he cherishes most. A word of encouragement that came from a mom who was wanting to lift up her child. Well, don't underestimate the power of encouragement, whether you're little or grown, when it's given from a heart that cares for you, that reminds you that there's value in you, that God is with you, that you're not alone, that they're supporting you, and that there will always be a new day and there will always be a new song. I have a friend that's an author. His name is Ken Blue. He's also a great speaker. He's written a few books, and one of them is on the power of healing. Another one is on walking through church discipline issues. And then he wrote a book on grace that really has been a bestseller for years. His name is Ken Blue. I heard Ken tell a story once that has really impacted me, and I hope I can get it right. When Ken was a small boy, he was taken to his grandfather's farm. And his grandfather apparently had horses, and he was a very little boy, and his grandfather put him up on that horse, and he said to Ken, "You're a natural." And it really empowered Ken to believe that he was a real horseman. Ken said years later, when he was in the military and they were looking for people that had athletic background to train for the demonstration Olympics in 1968 in Mexico City, that he was chosen, and they asked him at one point, "Can you ride a horse? That there's an event that involves dressage," and Ken said he heard himself saying, "Ride a horse, of course, I'm a natural." Somehow those words of encouragement went right into his heart and caused him to believe in himself, which is always the starting place of being able to handle difficulty. Believing and having the confidence that Christ is with us, and that with him we can see this through, and that with him there can be another day. Now, that never negates the need for us to say it hurts or to be sad or to talk about the nature of the discipline. That's ridiculous. That never helps anything. We have to be able to talk about the degree something is hurting us or throwing us off track. But at the same time, simultaneously, we would do well to receive encouragement from people we esteem and value and find in that new life, new strength, and most of all, hope that God from the heavens will come pouring in His presence in the midst of our difficult circumstance. That's really important. Now, I am pretty convinced that if you would pray that our Lord would lay on your heart today someone that you can encourage, and hopefully that'll start a pattern of encouragement. But even right now, Lord, who could use a good word, a reminder of my love, a word of hope, a word of encouragement in this day? I bet you God's already beginning to lay someone on your heart, and I want you to think about it right now. What could you do for them? A small gift, a card, a text, an email, a telephone call, a letter? And in that, never discount what they're going through. Don't tell them it's no big deal or all things come to pass. Instead, encouraging them that in the midst of this difficulty, you want them to know they have value, they are loved, and they're not alone. You'll be doing kingdom work. You'll be pushing back darkness. You'll be engaging a level of spiritual warfare, all because you make that choice. I'm going to make the choice also. Matter of fact, God's already laid someone on my heart, and I'm going to send them an email of encouragement because I know how much it's meant to me in a difficult time to have someone go out of their way to encourage me when things are difficult. Will you do that with me today? That's something we could engage in together as part of our time together here on Sling Stones. I pray God's blessed richness upon you, that His face certainly, as we say so often, would shine on you, and that you would go from here yourself encouraged as you seek to encourage someone else. God bless.